For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team will open up the WCHA semifinal round, taking on Lake Superior State down in Mankato on Friday night, joined by Kyle Loft, a sophomore defenseman out of Mankato. Kyle, earlier in the year, Wills Mullet goes down with an injury. You two were, you know, the top two, quote-unquote, defensive defensemen on this team. With him out, how much better defensively do you think you became just because you were kind of the guy?
Yeah, for sure. When you go out there against other teams' top lines and you're working on in practice on, you know, your team's top line, who obviously – or top lines, who we obviously have some – we have a lot of depth, but, you know, we have some great players in our top line. You know, when you get all that work and you're getting coached by great coaches, they're helping you along the way when you make mistakes and you're learning from that. And it definitely helps. It goes a long way.
How much easier has the defensive side of your game become here in year two?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you know, it has become a little easier, but at the same time, you know, you don't really focus on that. You focus on getting better each day. And like I said, the coaching staff has helped me a ton, and that definitely helps in year two. You go back to even Tommy Muck last year, you know, how much I learned from him. Then you go into this year and you got Tyler Vold and Brad Johnson as seniors. You know, they lead very well, and they do a good job of helping out in that aspect too. So it's definitely become a little bit easier, but like I said, you just focus on getting better each day. So
your job is defense, but yet Saturday when offense was kind of a struggle for you guys, you had a shift where I think you had three shot attempts and you generated some stuff and the ice started to tilt a little bit after that. Mm-hmm. Did you sense that, or was just the puck comes to you and, hey, I got a lane to shoot at?
Yeah, I think, you know, we talked about after the first period in the locker room, how we needed more energy, and we felt like we were a little flat in the first period and we just didn't have that jam that we needed. So I think a bunch of guys contributed to it. And I just felt like maybe I got a little bit luckier and I got the puck on my stick, like you said. And but yeah, we definitely needed that extra jam. And I think we brought that in the second period.
It's easy to say we just need to keep doing what we're doing here to keep the ball rolling down the hill, but easier said than done, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it takes a lot of hard work and preparation, like I always talk about, to keep the ball rolling. You know, you can't think too far ahead. You can't think too far back, but you know, it's a fun process in all. So we're just excited for the opportunity this weekend to keep the ball rolling.
With no pairwise, there's a lot of uncertainty as to what it's going to take to make the national tournament. A lot of people say you're already in. I'm sure you're not talking a whole heck of a lot about that, but you don't want to have to leave it up to some group sitting in a room deciding whether or not the Beavs are the right team, right? Just go out and win twice and be done with it, right?
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. Like I said earlier, it's just, you don't want to leave it up to other people. So, you know, we're looking forward to the opportunity to go out and try to win a conference championship this weekend. So, hopefully, our preparation and hard work throughout the year helps us get the job done, and we're going to go out there and fight for it. That's for sure.
You have to focus on the task at hand. You can't win them both if you don't win the first one.
Exactly.
Is it easy or is it hard to put the big picture aside once the puck drops here Friday night?
I think it's pretty easy, honestly. You know, you get out there and we're playing a great Lake State hockey team. You know, they got the 2 seed for a reason. They're on the NCAA bubble for a reason. So, you know, they're going to give everything they got, and we know that, and we're going to go out and do the same thing. And, you know, we're going to work our tails off. That's for sure.
Best of luck.
Thank you.